Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council approves $1.9 million City Hall renovation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette City Council voted Tuesday to approve a $1.9 million contract with Van Ewing Construction for a renovation of City Hall. The project will modernize all four floors of the building, addressing infrastructure issues, improving efficiency, and making it easier for residents to navigate city services. City Administrator Mike Cole said the upgrades will also reduce overlapping operations between departments. Renovations will include new offices, updated plumbing, lighting, and flooring, along with reconfigured workspaces for engineering, planning, IT, and GIS staff. Gillette Public Access will also see an expanded studio in the basement. Cole noted the bid came in lower than expected, saving the city money from its original $4 million budget that also covered HVAC upgrades.
The cost estimate we received, just going into the details on the cost estimate, the amount we received was $1.9 million. That's a very favorable bid. We had a number of other bids that were slightly more than that. Our estimate was roughly $3 million for this. We should be saving some money on the original $4 million when you include the HVAC and the architect services. The remodel is not just moving, you know, walls and redoing floors and paint. It also includes a significant expense regarding cabling for our IT, because we've got IT throughout the building, and to try to reestablish that on the third floor does involve some cost. It also includes all the HVAC air ducts.
Construction is expected to begin October 1st, 2025, with completion targeted for December 2026. Wyoming faces power crunch as AI data centers drive soaring demand. A wave of artificial intelligence and data center projects is set to reshape Wyoming's energy future, with proposed facilities requiring as much electricity as the entire state currently generates. Wildfowl reported one joint venture south of Cheyenne, Caruso and Tallgrass, has announced plans for a campus that could demand up to 10,000 megawatts of power, equal to Wyoming's full generation capacity. Other projects by Microsoft, Meta, and Prometheus Hyperscale add to the surge, with utilities fielding new requests weekly. While Wyoming's large load rules are designed to shield residential and business customers from the risks of big power users, regulators warn the scale of the digital boom could strain safeguards, water, and air quality. Data centers already account for 4.4% of U.S. electricity use, a figure expected to triple by 2028. The Wyoming Energy Authority is leading talks with utilities, regulators, and lawmakers to determine how to balance economic opportunity with protecting ratepayers. Recommendations are expected in November. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.